From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Columbia paper is reporting the Shaker Museum has purchased the building located at 5 Austerlitz Street in the village of Chatham. The sale closed in January. The village last month received a $1.57 million grant from Empire State Development through New York State's Regional Economic Development Council initiative to support the renovation of the building for use as a museum and community cultural center. The REDC funds will support construction and architect's fee. The museum's executive director, Lacey Schultz, in a press release said, and I quote, "The purchase of the building represents a significant step forward in the Shaker Museum's efforts to fulfill its strategic plan to make its collection accessible to the public and to establish the museum as a regional resource and destination," end quote. The building was owned by the Wood family of Metzwood Insurance. It has been empty for many years and has served Chatham and the surrounding community over the last century as a sanitarium, hotel, knitting factory, car dealership, and furniture store. The Shaker Museum's collection of Shaker items is considered the most comprehensive collection of its kind in the world. Its administrative office, collection storage, library, and archives are located in Old Chatham and are open year-round by appointment. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting residents of New Plants are being told not to use their tap water for drinking, cooking, or making ice. However, bathing and washing dishes or clothing are okay, according to Ulster County and state officials. The village's licensed water operator and State Department of Health and Environmental Conservation are taking samples of water in several locations, including the water treatment plant. The state is helping expedite the testing, and the village hopes to have results within 24 hours. Water is available to residents at multiple locations, including Village Hall and at several apartment complexes. There is also a tanker and pallets of water available on the SUNY New Plants campus. The problem is impacting consumers served by both village and town water districts. The water emergency closed New Plants schools, administrative offices, and BOCES facilities on Tuesday, February 11th. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Columbia Memorial Health last week announced the appointment of Dorothy Urschel as its new chief operating officer. According to a February 7th press release, and I quote, "Urschel is an experienced healthcare executive who has held senior clinical and administrative leadership posts in numerous healthcare organizations," end quote, including St. Peter's Health Partners, Albany Memorial Hospital, Westchester Medical Center, and the Rosewall Park Cancer Institute. Urschel is a nurse practitioner with background in acute care and family medicine. She also holds a master's degree in business administration. She replaces Karen Tassi, who recently retired after serving as the hospital's chief operating officer for the past 7 years. Urschel said, and I quote, "Columbia Memorial Health has evolved to become a comprehensive health care provider for Columbia and Greene counties. I'm very excited to be a part of a caring and highly experienced team of professionals." And you can read the full press release at ColumbiaMemorialHealth.org. Salim Algar is reporting for the New York Post. State education officials have temporarily halted the state education department's effort to exert more control over private schools after an outpouring of parental objections. SED received 140,000 public comments on the issue during a three-month period in 2019. The vast majority of those comments opposed the plan that would have given the state more influence over everything from curriculum to hiring standards at most private and parochial schools. The proposal would require local public school boards to vet independent schools in their surrounding areas for compliance with state requirements. Opponents of the policy denounced it as a power grab that would jeopardize the autonomy of independent schools. The New York State Association of Independent Schools took legal action in opposition to the plan last March in Albany Supreme Court. The State Education Department did not provide a new timetable for its plans when it made the announcement February 10th. And you can read that full story in the New York Post. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.